Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery.
God, I just can't to Minister Saret Sands today. Minister Sands sends her best wishes and her love to all you listeners today. Welcome to part two of Five Pillars of Health. The five pillars of health are healthy heart education, nutritional heart health, emotional and mental health, pain management, healthy blood pressure, and cardiovascular health. Once again, today's focus will be pain management. We'll pause a minute just for a short prayer. Father God, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon Alpha Health Ministries, its visionary and founder, Minister Saret Sands, with whom you have charged and anointed for this ministry. Lord, bless the staff, team members, partners, and listeners. Father, we ask that you flow through this segment and that your desire for our health become clearer as we share information on health. May a seed be planted that will give us greater knowledge so we can develop a healthier lifestyle by reading and listening to your holy word. Father, open up our hearts and our minds to apply that which we will hear and that which we will obtain in helping us to focus on healthy mind, soul, and body. As today we focus on pain management, emotional health, toxic emotions, and how to reduce and eliminate them from our lives. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to minister to your people regarding the five pillars of health. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you once again for joining us. This is Minister Renee Collins sitting in for Minister Saret Sands, who is the founder and director of Allied Health by Design's radio program. Minister Sands holds a master's degree in health science administration and is passionate about healthy minds, souls, and bodies. As she has written a script for today's program that I'd like to share with you today, we are hopeful that she will join us for wrap-up. Thank you. Good health is no accident. Health does not happen or happen accidentally. Health is a determined path, not an incidental occurrence. Health happens through you, not to you. The basic determination of health is primarily lifestyle. There are a couple of scriptures that I'd like to share with you that deal with the temple, God's temple, our bodies. 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells within you? 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. The last one is John 1 through 1st, 2nd. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. In discussion of the five pillars of health today and pain management, Minister Sands wanted to talk about the commonalities of human experience in dealing with pain. Pain is one of the most common human experiences, she shares, yet pain has never been fully accepted as a medical problem. One reason may be because pain is subjective and highly individualized experience. You can measure pain even though you can't touch it or feel it unless it is your own. Nevertheless, chronic pain affects millions of Americans. Pain is the body's way of sending a signal to the brain that sometimes something is wrong. Aches are felt when pain messages carried by chemicals called neutromators travel from the nervous system along the spinal cord to the brain. In the brain, pain messages are meshed with thoughts, emotions, and expectations that shape our introspection of response to pain. Depending on the mood and the mental state, pain messages can be slow, strengthened, or stopped entirely. For example, fear, anger, and worry can heighten pain or make you momentarily notice it, while calming, positive thoughts can erase it or make the effects of pain lessen. One area of pain that we like to just touch on just a little bit is pain that one may feel when experiencing a heart attack or symptoms of a heart attack. Because our program is exploring today the aspects of pain management as it relates to heart health, which this is National Heart Health Month, we hope that you've gotten your checkups from your doctor, gotten your cholesterol checked, your blood pressure checked, and that everything is working well with you. Common heart attack signs and symptoms include pressure, tightness, pain, that word pain again, or a squeezing or aching sensation in the chest or arms that may spread to the neck, jaw, or back, nausea, indigestion, heartburn, and abdominal pain, the second time we've heard pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, and fatigue. Lightheadedness or sudden dizziness may also be experienced by some people, but not by all. Some people have mild pain, others have more severe pain. Some people have no symptoms, while for others the first sign may be a sudden cardiac arrest. However, the more signs and symptoms you have, the greater the likelihood that you're having or experience a heart attack. It's important that we talk with our doctors about signs and symptoms, that we know them so that if we're experiencing them or even a loved one or someone in our office area, that we know what those signs are so that we know to call 911 immediately and so that ambulance rescue or medical rescue can come and assist that person. Some heart attacks strike suddenly, but many people have warning signs and symptoms hours, days, and even weeks in advance. The earliest warning may be a reoccurring chest pain or angina that triggers an extension and relieves by rest. This is a temporary decrease in your blood flow to your heart. A heart attack differs from a condition in which your heart suddenly stops, suddenly a cardiac arrest, which occurs when an electrical disturbance disrupts your heart's pumping action and causes blood to stop flowing to the rest of your body. A heart attack can cause cardiac arrest, but it's not the only cause. Once again, if you have concerns about your heart, high blood pressure, medication that you may be on that may cause elevation in your blood pressure or decrease your blood pressure, see a doctor. It's important that your heart healthy and also temple healthy, which is an important part of this program. Since Minister Sands talked so much about a healthy mind, a healthy body, and a healthy soul. So we want to talk about the structure of the components of actually making sure that all areas are healthy. How can we maintain a healthy heart as well as emotional stability when we're talking about staying healthy? One way, stress reduction in our lives. There are times when we're stressed out over money, we're stressed out about school, we're stressed out about work, we're even stressed out about our own health situations. We must find ways to help to cope with those anxieties that we feel. Breathing exercises are great for helping to eliminate stress. Listening to music, meditation. I would say meditation with fasting and prayer are also important, as long as fasting does not interfere with a medical condition or you're taking medication prescribed by a doctor. So relieving some of the stresses that you have in your life can also help reduce some of the pain that you may feel. There are times when we feel pain in our knees, say former athletes or former dancers who have really just ruined their knees, the cartilage in their knees, and they start to experience bone-on-bone pain. You need to see an orthopedic surgeon or an orthopedic or a rheumatologist just in case you've developed arthritis in your knees areas or if your knees are bone-to-bone. Those are real pains that need to be dealt with on a medical level. While there are pains that some believe are more psychosomatic in nature, a doctor really needs to determine that. Headaches, for instance, abdominal pains, tingling in your fingers or in your toes, those are still things that need to be addressed by a doctor. While we all believe in the power of prayer and we know that God is a healer that we need to take towards seeking proper medical advice and instruction.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Collins sitting in for Minister Sarette Sands. We are just very hopeful that Minister Sands will be able to join us for wrap up today as we continue on with part two of Five Pillars of Health. And the five pillars of health, once again, are healthy heart, education, nutritional, heart health, emotional and mental health, pain management, healthy blood pressure, and cardiovascular health. We've touched on just a little bit about the signs of a person experiencing a heart attack and what some of the symptoms are. Once again, I'd like to reiterate that lightheadedness or sudden dizziness, pressure, tightness in the chest, squeezing and aching sensation in the chest and in the arm area that spreads to your neck, jaw, or back, nausea, indigestion, heartburns, and abdominal pains, shortness of breath, cold sweats, as well as fatigue. These can be signs and symptoms that you're experiencing a heart attack. Once again, please, if you experience any of these symptoms, contact your doctor, dial 911. If someone in your family is also experiencing them, please dial 911 to get emergency medical attention. As we know, our bodies are not our own, for those of us who believe in the Word of God, that our bodies belong to God. This is His temple, and we should treat it in such a way that glorifies God. By doing so, that means that we're eating properly, we're exercising, and we're doing things mentally, as well as using meditation and scripture and the Word of God to help us maintain a healthy temple. Some of us might say that's easier said than done, but it requires that we seek and find balance in our life. That's taking time for family, having time for work, having time for self, having time for meditation, having prayer time, and having time to study the Word of God, and then applying the things that the Word of God says to your life when it comes to lifestyle, health, and wellness. There are many scriptures, as you may know, that cover health-related issues. both emotional and physical. And I would suggest in your spare time to look some of those up and just really seek the Word of God when trying to gain a better, healthy mental attitude as well as a better, healthy body. The focus, once again, of Allied Health is healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy souls. And that's a totality of everything that you would want in order to truly maintain good health, as it is stated in the Word of God. We are so happy that you've joined us today. Once again, this is Minister Renee Collins sitting in for Minister Sarette Sands, who is the visionary and director of this wonderful program. Minister Sands holds a master's degree in administration and health and is passionate about health and the body as it relates to God's word and scripture. And it's my desire that she will be joining us towards the end of the show for wrap up and that she can share some of her other thoughts about good health and what we can do to maintain good health as well as stay healthy. Once again, she says that good health is no accident. Health does not just happen or happen accidentally. Health is determined by the path, not an incidental occurrence. Health happens through you, not just to you, and is the basic determination of health is primary lifestyle. So when we talk about lifestyle, it's our environment, places that we go, music we listen to, people that we're around, whether they offer positive instruction in our life or bring about positive awareness in our life, if they bring stress to us in our daily lives and conversations, negativity, toxic conversations, conversations that are not of God, that becomes a part of our lifestyle. One of the things that we really want to focus on is having a positive, positive lifestyle. When we seek positive in our lives, it truly does help with our mental attitude. If you've ever noticed that there are times when people can be extremely negative, and you really don't want to be around that person because they only have negative things to say. And it really brings you down. It's toxic to your mind, body, and soul. But then when you're around people that are positive and bring the aspect of God into your life and an attitude that Philippians 4:13 shares, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and they just have that get up and go attitude, it's contagious. And it's the contagiousness that we all desire and want to have. Because, once again, that affects our lifestyle. One of the leading causes of suicide is depression. And we find that there are many young people now that experience depression, and parents sometimes don't know the signs or signals to look for. Once again, it deals with an internal pain, internal pain where maybe someone has been abused or neglected in some way, but that's also a pain that one experiences, an emotional pain that they experience. So we have to be very watchful of one another and our children, our sisters, brothers, and parents, and know what's going on with them so that we'll know if they're experiencing emotional pain, because emotional pain, once again, does play a big factor in our health. It can affect us in many ways. It can affect us mentally. It can affect us physically. It definitely can affect our moods, and it can affect our minds in terms of our thoughts, our negative thoughts and our positive thoughts. We are so delighted that you have joined us today for the second part of of heart health. And we just really appreciate your being with us today on this broadcast. I know that Minister Sands would have liked to have been here with you today but was unable to, but we are so hopeful once again that she will be joining us at the end of the show for wrap-up. As I mentioned before, that her passion for health is like none that I have ever seen. She not only speaks this, but she lives it by her own examples of eating properly, eating a well-balanced and nutritious meal, as well as feeding herself with the Word of God. So we're so excited that we have a woman of God like this in our lives, and a woman of God who is in control of this radio program that God has anointed her for, to help us with our health-related issues. It is truly a blessing. And now it is my hope and desire that Minister Sands is with us and will be talking with us in just a moment. Minister Sands, are you there? Minister Sands? Bear with me just one moment. We really want to get Minister Sands on the show this morning. As I said before, she is so instrumental in so many people's lives when it comes to health and related subjects. If you ever need to talk to anyone as it relates to health, Minister Sands is the person that you need to speak to, because this is not only what she does as a profession, it is also her ministry, and which makes it an even better circumstance and situation for all of us. Minister Sands will be joining us just shortly and wrap this program up for us. And once again, I'm just so delighted that you have joined us today for the Five Pillars of a Healthy Heart, Part 2. And I hope that you have enjoyed the talk today. And hopefully we'll be able to share a little bit more and have a discussion regarding more topics on a healthy heart. Minister Sands?
God bless. Good morning. Good afternoon.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Minister Renee. I thank you for this wonderful job that you've done today on the program. And we thank God we finally got through, hit the line to be able to dial in. But we thank God, again, talking about this topic of five pillars of a healthy heart. And you've been doing a fine job, and we were covering all of those areas, heart health education, nutritional heart health. You know, that means that we get educated about what nutrients, like CoQ10 and the different nutrients that would also play a part and a role in helping our maintain a healthy heart. And so there's a few extra things that we can do. And emotional and mental health, heart health, pain management, and healthy blood pressure management, and as well. So we thank God for what has been done thus far on this program. In the last few minutes of the broadcast, I just want to, again, thank our host, Renee Collins, for this wonderful job that she's done so far. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, the importance of mind-body related illnesses as it relates to heart health or anything of that nature. In terms of what we do, Alpha Health Ministry, this program, Health by Design Radio Program, which is an outreach of Alpha Health Ministry, whereby we try to communicate, our message, of course, is, God wants you whole in every area. And we do ask you if you definitely want to make sure that you believe that. And so you have to see that, conceptualize that in your mind, have a vision of health, and then you can receive that. This is what we believe. Just for briefly a moment, to support what Minister Renee has already communicated to you, radio listening audience, and again, we want you to continue to connect with us. So we're finding more ways to get you connected, and because it's all a part, it's a partnership in health. We're working together with you, and again, there's a mind-body relationship with disease and ailments, as well as sometimes even in the medical field, diseases haven't been properly addressed, and you might have a health practitioner that feel that that it may be a fragment of the imagination. Of course, there is a mind component, but it's not necessarily that you're mistaken or your mind is unaware exactly of what exactly is happening, particularly with your health. But I just want to say something briefly here, that we are looking at now, the relationship with chronic stress and emotional pain and the pain that's been addressed here as it relates to physical problems, and we're talking about the heart and heart health, hypertension, palpitations, arrhythmias, dizziness, and lightheadedness, even mitral valve prolapse, a loss of tone and mitral valve of the heart, and sometimes leakage of the valve. And it's funny in particularly as we're speaking of that, even yet this week, we've had some persons call in for prayer, to ask for prayer, request for prayer with regard to the issues of the heart. And maybe it may be physical and maybe spiritual issues. But I just wanted to, again, just give you a few nuggets with regard to, your health and remaining heart healthy and mentally healthy. And again, we want to thank our host, Minister Renee. We'd like to allow her to go ahead and close out the program, and she'll be praying for your needs. And again, please tune in. We'll be coming back, and we have some exciting guests coming back to you. Please just get connected any way you can. I mean, whichever way you can plug in, just go ahead and do it, because there's going to be some powerful information shared this month and throughout. Thank you. God bless you, radio audience.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sands, for joining us. We'd like to close up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to come today and share information on being healthy, and also being healthy as regards to your temple, our bodies. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for this show. And we are just so grateful for the visionary that has placed this show in the forefront of her life and mine under your sincere Father God, we just love you, and we know that health is not an accident, that it is something that we must work on and be determined to be healthy in all aspects of our life. And we ask that you bless our listeners. And if anyone has a prayer request, so please call us or text us or inbox us. We sincerely appreciate it, and we will keep you all in mind and in our prayers. Father God, once again, bless this program as you have so often. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. alphahealth.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.